The Judicial Commission says Gableman showed reckless disregard for the truth in one of the campaign ads he ran attacking now former Justice Louis Butler. The TV ad went after Butler's experience as a public defender. Here's the part that the commission says violated Wisconsin's judicial code.
Louis Butler worked to put criminals on the street, like Reuben Lee Mitchell, who raped an 11-year-old girl with learning disabilities. Butler found a loophole. Mitchell went on to molest another child.
The Judicial Commission says these statements were false and Gableman knew it. Louis Butler did indeed represent Mitchell during part of the 1980s, but Mitchell went to prison for that crime, and he did not molest another child until after he'd served his sentence. By that time, Butler was no longer his attorney. Citizen Action of Wisconsin initially brought the ad to the commission's attention. The group's Robert Craig says he's pleased.
This is not to be taken lightly for them to come out with a strongly worded statement that says a sitting Supreme Court justice was elected in part based on an ad that was willfully false and that misled the public.
Gableman's campaign released a statement saying the complaint violates his right to free speech. It will ultimately be up to Gableman's colleagues on the Supreme Court to decide a punishment. That could range from a reprimand to removal from office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.